On the same day, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announced that the Recovery Movement Control Order (RMCO) will commence starting the 10th of June and will last until the 31st of August. A new COVID-19 cluster has been detected in the community. Over the past few weeks, new clusters and several spikes in cases have been detected among foreigners being held at detention depots in the country, with very few locals being tested positive. However, a new cluster has been detected in Gombak at the District Police Headquarters (IPD), where several police officers have tested positive for COVID-19. According to Health Director General Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, the cluster consisted of 6 cases, including one new case reported on Sunday, 7 June. He added that these kind of cases were one of the reasons why the Ministry of Health decided to conduct periodic screening on personnel at District Police Headquarters, reported the Star. But what is important is that when we have traced such cases, we immediately identify those who are exposed, and those who are positive are immediately isolated and sent to the hospital for treatment, and all their close contacts will also be quarantined, he said, in his daily press conference on Sunday, 7 June. Dr. Noor Hisham then mentions that the COVID-19 virus still exists in the community, which is why Malaysians need to follow the standard operating procedures set by the government. We know the COVID-19 virus is in the community, so it is about avoiding getting infected, so we urge Malaysians to adhere to the standard operating procedures, he said. We might have more freedom to go out now, but we should not forget that COVID-19 is still in our country. Let us not take for granted that we won't get infected, and ensure that we take care of ourselves and others in public places. Also read, 3 children tests positive for COVID-19 in Kuala Lumpur. You have reached the end of this story.